From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What do you make of Fletcher's?
Oh, well, there's been blanket coverage of this, hasn't there, in the last 24 hours? And I understandably so, really. It is one of our largest listed companies. And, you know, these big pay packets always attract a lot of attention, don't they, with the highly paid CEOs. Remember Theo Spearing, Fonterra, back in 2018, that created a lot of attention. Look, we now know the extent of the loss for this half year, and some of it was unexpected. So you look at the operating profit, which is pre what we call significant items at $264 million. Even that, without the provisions, has fallen sort of just under 27% from the previous year or the previous corresponding period. And this was attributed to materially weaker trading conditions. And then you have these significant items which create a net loss of $120 million. And they did assure the market that they have plenty of liquidity. So they've got banking facilities, etc. So put that to bed. Look, some of these provisions were known. The convention centre, they told us about that. But there was also a write-down of their Australian TradeLink business, $122 million. So that business is now going to be sold. Now, the investment market did not know anything about that. Look, if you're looking for positives in the announcement, they did report improved buyer activity in their residential property, in their New Zealand residential property area. Put that down to first-home buyers. That's an important part of Fletcher's residential property business. Quite extensive commentary, Mike, on the Australian pipe issue. This is the leaking pipes. This is Iplex, their Australian business. This is primarily in Perth, Western Australia. Fletcher Building are maintaining their position here that the problem is an installation one. It's not a manufacturing issue. Obviously, the CEO, as we've all heard, and chair of the board of directors have stepped down. That probably was also expected. You've had this stream of bad news. You had poor financial results have all contributed to that. In terms of the share price reaction yesterday, well, it was hammered. It was down 13.2%, and that dragged the whole market lower. Just a bit of context here, Mike. 2017, that share price was over $10. Yeah. 2021, share price was $8. It's now $3.61. So gives you a feel for the extent. It's a big part of the index, which sort of drags the index down. A few comments, Mike. They haven't been able to sort of remove all of the uncertainty about future performance. The convention centre, that will be completed this year. I think they'll be very happy when that's part of history. But they can't contain or quantify this Australian pipes issue. So that's going to linger for a little while. The falling share price does increase spotlight on the balance sheet. You get the inevitable talk of potential equity raise. I don't think that will happen. There does also appear, for whatever reason, to be a communication issue between the market and the company. Look, right now, Mike, the company needs to put what has happened behind it. It needs to rebuild confidence with investors, and it needs to put some runs on the board.
Could not agree more. Whip me through these indexes and the spending and stuff.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't the only game in town yesterday. You had these selected price indexes. This is the monthly data drop now of the price movements in roughly half of the items that make up the CPI basket. Generally, the tradable stuff, not the sort of sticky, problematic, non-tradable stuff. But I think you've talked about food prices already this morning, up 0.9 month on month. That was a little bit under expectations. Food prices tend to go up in January. 4% for the year. It is declining. Rent up 0.3%. 4.5% for the year. There was a big drop in airfares, very large drop in airfares. Travellers will be happy about that. Fuel prices fell as well. All in all, I don't think there's any issues of concern for the Q1 CPI and what we got yesterday. Remember, you do have a couple more months come into the Q1 numbers as well. Electronic card spending, they were weak in December, did bounce back in January. Seasonally adjusted, increased 1.7% in January. That balances out sort of those December numbers. Durables, apparel, fuel spending, they all increased. But the takeaway from this, Mike, is that the trend is flat, because you've got this population growth you've got to factor in, you've got inflation you've got to factor in. How does this all feed into the OCR conundrum? I think that those numbers yesterday argue the case for leaving it at 5.5.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, it was up, it's now down. It's only down 5 points, 38,267. The S&P 500 is up 5 points, 4,958, still under the 5,000 mark. The NASDAQ has bounced back 63 points, 0.4%, 15,718. The FTSE 100 gained 0.75% yesterday, 7,568. The Nikkei dropped 0.7%, 37,703. Shanghai Composite had a good day, 2865, up 1.3%. The Aussies yesterday, they lost about 0.75%, 7547 was the close on the ASX 200, and the NZX 50 lost 0.67%, down 78 points, 11,661. The Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets against the US dollar, 0.6088, 0.9382 against the Aussie, 0.5671 euro, 0.4847 against the pound, 91.61 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,993, so still under 2,000. And Brent crude, $82.55.
See you Monday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.